see Michelle is coming in, our researcher. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Derek. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, what has you in studio tonight?
I'm here to tell you about a report I did down in Mount Shannon Village in County Clare with the arborist Bernard Carey.
Bernard Carey. I think I met him some years ago.
You did. You were down there about 10 years ago and he was telling you about...
Oh, it's our anniversary.
He was telling you about a study he did with UCD and the organisation called Treeconomics, which looks into the value of trees.
Yes, the financial value of having trees in your environment, yes.
So I was going down to look at Ireland's largest oak tree, the Bay Bin, which is down there. But I stopped off first to talk to Bernard.
About?
The value of trees in Mount Shannon Village.
Yeah, hi Michelle. Welcome to Mount Shannon anyway. Like many around here, I'm actually a blow-in.
Yeah, you're a Westmead man.
I'm Westmead, yeah, but I'm here in Clare now 25 years.
Okay, what brought you down here?
Forestry.
Yeah.
So back, I used to come from Westmead. I used to travel through here, and I used to think that'd be a nice place to live.
And of course, it's on the shores of Lough Derg.
Yeah, oh, sorry, that's the most important thing. We should have said that's on the shores of Lough Derg, and just across is Holy Island, which Clare County Council now is trying to promote, and we now have a new, recently opened interpretive centre.
Okay, and we're standing by an oak tree here. Can you tell me about it?
Since Derek was here over 10 years ago, to commemorate 2016, we planted over 100 oaks, probably more along with it, throughout the village. And the one here was planted by the late Paddy Dooley. He was the oldest man in the village at that stage.
There is a history of tree planting in this village. Different community officials over the years deliberately left trees and planted more.
Yes, there's been continuous planting, you can see it throughout the village. As the iTree report shows, we've got something like 24 species of trees throughout the village, but literally split half and half, 12 and 12, of native trees and introduced species, which is very important too, that you have a range of tree species. People might like the native trees, I like the native trees, but you need other tree species too for colour and also against possible disease threats, not to have one dominant species. But this village is well represented, something like 25% tree cover in the area that we surveyed back at around 2016, the iTree survey. So it's effectively an urban woodland.
Okay, and is it very unusual?
In my opinion, it is, as villages this size, to be so well maintained down the years, yes.
Can you tell me about the iTree report? Now, you talked to Derek about this back in 2016, but can you remind listeners what it's all about?
The iTree report is a free, open access American software which evaluates the ecosystem services of trees. And what is ecosystem services? It's all the services that trees offer. Traditionally, we would all think of trees, if you ask, in my day when I was going to school, trees produce oxygen. And nowadays, we think of carbon. But there's water runoff, there's pollution control through capturing pollutants, and then there's obviously the wildlife services. So that software tabulates all that so that it can be quantified. Now, personally, I think many people don't need that to plant trees in the village. We know how important they are. But unfortunately, there are a group of people, as we might call them, accountants, bean counters, that do need values. And if you're trying to promote or keep trees, the software, iTree software, the ecosystem services, is a way of showing how valuable these trees are to the people that mightn't be that interested in the actual value of the trees, just from their aesthetic point of view.
And this was developed by the American Forestry Services?
Yes, it was, yeah. Shall we get down here past the lawnmower?
Okay. And what you did is you gathered data on the trees in the village,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, so we, along with myself and Brian Tobin and Kenton Rogers from Tree Economics in the UK, we went around and measured the trees in a set area around the village, where we couldn't do the whole village because there's a lot of trees, measured the height, the DBH, the percentage of canopy cover and so on, the species obviously. And then that was all put into the software, and then it produces its own report. It was funded by the Clare County Council, a small amount of money, but it paid for Kenton to come over, and myself and Brian done it in their own time, but was to give people a template so they could use in their own villages. So for me, iTree, there's a lot of talk, you know, about putting value in nature, and for me it's about using it as a tool to be able to justify to those that don't really care about aesthetics for whatever reason, or the management are trying to say, no, these are causing us hassle, because I hold on a minute, these have got more value than just looking at them.
What kind of value do trees have?
Well, the carbon sequestration is the obvious one. And of course, that changes over time. If we were back here 500 years ago, trees had a different value than they have now. There were firewood. We were probably here, there was still wild boar going around. They were eating the acorns. And nowadays, then, as I said, when I was a child, it was like trees produce oxygen. But now we know that that's not really the most important thing. The seas produce more oxygen than all the trees in the world. But the trees then is carbon. It's in an urban setting we're talking about. It can help in climate control around, as we know, a hot day cools it down. Likewise, in winter, it can provide shelter to houses from wind. You've got obviously the wildlife. That's obvious enough. Then you've got pollutions. It can trap particularly particle matters coming off cars. The leaves capture them, so it filters the air. Then water, big problem with our urban runoff now, as we know nowadays, that's a big issue. Trees are very important in that. So much so that in Sweden, which is very progressive, they've got a whole system now of planting trees in biochar and a particular mixture with trees, which they can hold the water in the streets and it seeps off slowly into the groundwater. So, I mean, and these are the things we know about now, but probably as time goes on, we'll find something else. Like, if you take a yew tree, you know, back years ago, they found the chemical in a Taxol for curing cancer. My point is that there's probably other things that we aren't talking about now that might exist in the future that we just don't know. But
you were able to put a value on the trees in Mount Shannon at the time.
Yeah, we put in the different categories of value. Like, for instance, we're going to go and see the tree that Derek was with, Ireland's largest recorded oak tree. And using a model called capital asset value, we were able to estimate that the value that is over 400,000.
And that's here in Mount Shannon?
And that's here in Mount Shannon. And people whiz by that tree every day of the week. Most people don't even know it's there, that Ireland's largest oak tree.
Can we go and have a look at it?
Yes. We can go back up that if you want now.
So, just a short stroll down the road, Bernard and I met Aileen Dunn.
Hiya.
Aileen's family owns the land where the Bay Bin, Ireland's largest oak, is planted.
This is the oak tree. This is the biggest oak tree in Ireland, called Bavin. It's full of wildlife, you know. There was a family of thrush, of chicks, and there was tree creepers, and the barn owl comes, and squirrels.
You've pruned it, I understand.
Yeah, we did. When we moved down, there was lots of branches hanging from it. And actually one, you can't see it from here, but a massive limb. Have you seen it, Bernard? A massive limb at the back just snapped and went. And I suppose that gave us a fright, but there was loads of branches just dangling.
It would have had work on it previously too, a few decades ago, I understand.
Yeah.
I think one of the most important things for anybody that's pruning trees is to get a professional in. I don't want to knock anybody's job, but there's a lot of people that are just chainsaw maniacs and they don't understand trees. And you need to be careful. And the best way to do that is to ask somebody to get a reference. There's an arboricultural association in Ireland, and to go to them to recommend it. Because something like this tree, if the wrong person, they could just destroy it on you, you know.
Bernard, can you tell me about the dimensions and how you figured out it was the largest tree in Ireland?
The Tree Council of Ireland originally would have recorded it, so I knew from that it was the largest tree in Ireland, so it's on their website. And then they also have a lot of the dimensions on it too, you know, why is it the largest? It has got a diameter of over 3 metres, that's 9 foot at the base, at about 1.3 metres. And it's about 32 metres high. And the timber, there's about 17 tonne of timber in the tree.
You really need to see it from the gate, because I had an arborist here the other day looking at something else, and I said it to him, and he kind of looked, he didn't seem too convinced, and then he went over there and he said, oh God, you're right about that tree.
We have to walk down to it and stand beside it to get an appreciation of it. It's not one, it's a couple of stems, and that in itself, the history of that, what happened back, we reckon the age of that tree could be 800 years. But nobody knows, and will you ever know, because it's not one clear and bold, God help us, that ever comes down and somebody does go to count the rings. Could be very difficult. And maybe there will be other ways of, in future, of determining the age. But that doesn't matter, really. 800,000, what difference? We know it's older, and it's important to mind it.
It's older than us, anyway.
Yeah.
Aileen, do you have many people coming here to see
it? We do, yeah. We do. We have a few who come to
How often?
To have a look. I don't know. You get a few. You get more in the summer. They come, you spot them on the hill.
And do they want to take an acorn, and do you mind?
We've loads of people who ask us to come take acorns. There's an organisation up in Clare called Home Tree. They usually come every year and take some acorns. They do great work. So we're very happy. Sure, they're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere, and the saplings everywhere. So.
And this year now, it's quite a good year for acorns.
It's full of them.
across the country, it seems like it's going to be good. What's called a mast year, it only come every so many years. So for anybody listening, it's a good opportunity to go and collect acorns this year.
You wanted to say something there, Niall?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very impressed by trees. It's always amazing to see a big tree, and I haven't seen that one in Mount Shannon. I must
all
get there.
All trees are big.
But I have seen what's believed to be the tallest tree in Ireland, which is...
Oh, I know where that is. Go on, test me.
Whereabouts is it?
Give us a clue.
Well, it's a Douglas fir. That's the type...
Give us another clue.
It's appropriately enough in the Garden County.
Oh, somewhere. So it's at... Oh, Powers Court.
It's Powers Court, that's right.
So tell me more. Go on,
So yeah, so it's in Powers Court Estate and Gardens in County Wicklow, the Garden County, and it's a Douglas fir, which isn't a native Irish species. It's from North America. But the climate in Ireland is particularly good for a lot of those very tall trees. And it stands a colossal 61.5 metres tall. That's 202 feet in old money. And that means that it's actually 2 metres taller than Liberty Hall in Dublin, to put that in scale for you.
My goodness.
Yeah. Taller than Niagara Falls.
But you haven't been to Mount Shannon.
I've been to Mount Shannon, but I haven't actually
been to see
the... No, I've been there to see the white-tailed eagles.
Right.
That's a famous place where they nest on one of the islands.
Can I suggest you make a return journey now?
I would love to.
Do it.
Will you come with me?
There's never been a better time.